This morning's scripture selection is Psalm 23. If you'd like to follow along, you can find it on page 491 in the Old Testament section of your pew Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
You know, Dick and I, we've been members here for over 30 years, and therefore it's an honor to be in the pulpit today. I stand here in front of you, my church family, and that's how I look at our church, as a family, that we are just in our great community. And I want to share my thoughts on a very unique place, Lakeside, Ohio. Lakeside is on the Marblehead Peninsula, and if you ever want to see a map, Dick is wearing the t-shirt, is wearing it on the back of his t-shirt, so later on you can see where it actually is. But it's on the Marblehead Peninsula, about 70 miles west of Cleveland. It's on the northern side of the peninsula and faces the islands of Put-in Bay and Kelly's Island. And it's on beautiful Lake Erie. Did you ever love something so much that you can't explain it? You're so passionate about it that thoughts converge in your mind. Well, this is what happens to me when I talk about Lakeside, or when I feel it. I just love it so much that when someone says, what is the Lakeside experience? I just can't tell you, because it's so great to me. But I'm going to try to bring those thoughts all together this morning. Just what is the Lakeside experience, and how can we answer that? Well, I'm going to begin my story. And before I do, I'm going to say that my friend Jill, in 1977, who introduced me to Lakeside, passed away this past year. So it is with her that I hold in my heart, and I thank you for her friendship, because through her friendship, I learned about this wonderful place. So it began in the summer of 1977 when we lived in Westlake, Ohio, and we were first introduced to a place called Lakeside, a spot on Lake Erie, by my friend Jill. Her parents had bought a cottage there. You know, I met my friend Jill at Bell Choir. We were both expecting our first children, and she was anxious to show me this cottage that her parents had bought. So I said, well, what is it? And she said, oh, it's a great place on the lake where there's even a little downtown. You can get an ice cream cone, you can walk along the pier, there are even shows every night. There's a gate fee, so it's enclosed. And I'm going, gate fee, had to be pretty special. The drive was about 70 minutes, so we set off with our toddlers. We each had one son at the time. And upon arriving, my first impression was one of dismay. There was no beach, only a cement pier and a concrete small pool for the kids with a little shower. And I thought, oh boy. So being from Connecticut, I was used to the shores, to the beaches along Long Island Sound, and even the small beaches along Lake Erie and Bay Village. This, folks, was nothing to write home about. The cottages appeared to be less than stellar as well. Overall, I was not impressed. The walk path along Lake Erie was not even paved yet. It is now. The only saving grace that I can say is that I could see the lake, the beautiful sparkling water of Lake Erie in the vastness. I could see the waves, and I could hear the beautiful sound of them crashing along the lake shore. The next summer, Dick and I went a few times to visit Jill and her family. Often it would be raining, and the only excitement was walking to the pier or into the town square to buy an ice cream cone. I was never going to set foot into the lake. The pier was so uninviting. But you know what? Gradually, though, over time, we grew to like the place. We were beginning to feel it. It seemed like a family, a community. There we could walk safely and even leave our doors unlocked. Now, where can you do that? You can still do that today. In 1979, 2 years after I went, we rented a cottage for a week on Peachtree, just a four-room place, had a screened porch. And I was so happy that I was going to share some time with my friends whose cottage was four blocks down the road. So, as I say, our friends were close by, we shared meals, we had a wonderful camaraderie, and we often walked down to that awful pier and watched the sunset, which was so beautiful. In those times, I felt the early spirit of Lakeside. God was showing me his beauty. He was warming up my heart for what he wanted me to see and learn. As the years progressed, even after we moved from Cleveland to Connecticut, we rented every year in different homes or cottages. We loved them all. We didn't mind the 11-hour drive. Our boys could be free in Lakeside to be with other kids, to buy an ice cream cone or those delicious homemade donuts. They're just Lakeside. They can bike or skateboard or play basketball on the court, not to mention miniature golf or swimming. And as a parent, it was great to know that your children are at a place that they love, a place they look forward to, a place where they returned as adults with their loved ones. And my son did bring his three children about 5 years ago, and he was able to share with them what he did as a child. So that's very meaningful. So anyway, as we were on our way to Lakeside before our kids were married, the last 2 miles towards Lakeside Gate, we were all so excited, and we would start singing. And it's kind of like a song to California, here we come, and we made it up. But it was, Lakeside, Lakeside, here we come, home to where we have some fun, a special place to be. Oh, Lakeside, here we come. And it was so joyful to just have that excitement to go to the gates of Lakeside. So what makes Lakeside so different? What does Chautauqua mean? According to Webster's Dictionary, it means any of several traveling shows and local assemblies that flourished in the United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries that provided a popular education combined with entertainment in the forms of lectures, concerts, and plays. That were modeled after the activities at the Chautauqua Institute of Western New York. Now, Lakeside just does that. First, our Lakeside was established in 1983, and it's a pioneer of the American Chautauqua movement, one of the greatest revival moments in U.S. history, and it flourished in the times that I defined for you. You can get a flavor of that time today as you walk around, because many of the homes and buildings provide that architecture of the times. This Chautauqua is here at Lakeside. It was founded by the Methodist Church. The other Chautauqua we know is through our pastor's love at the Chautauqua Institute in New York, where David is right now. David has spoken very lovingly of his family's experiences there. Similar to David's experience, Lakeside is a place that does offer the spiritual, cultural, intellectual, and recreational programs that are designed to nurture our body, mind, and spirit. So it does draw visitors from far and wide, and when you go through Lakeside, you'll see license plates from all over the U.S. There's also a pastor of the week there who leads the service in the auditorium and who offers lectures during the week. As I mentioned, there are nightly shows that bring forth talent in every way. Once, many years ago, on Labor Day Saturday, and this is many years ago, we saw Fred Waring and his singers. Yes, that was many years ago. And many of you may not know who Fred Waring was. He was a great chorusman with his music. Once in the mid-80s, I was even on the stage because I was a Sweet Adeline, and our chorus, the West Towns Chapter, gave a concert. It was also traditional that a barbershop chorus give a concert on the last Saturday of the season. Once there, I saw a great lady impersonate Eleanor Roosevelt. There is even the Lakeside Symphony that gives several concerts throughout the summer that Lakesiders look forward to. And of course, I don't want to forget the photography contest. Many people are shutterbugs like myself, as we have seen in our hallways here at First Church. And every July, for a week or so, the auditorium walls are filled with the photos from excited photographers. I have entered several times and won third place in the category. And it was a picture of my son and grandson catching a small fish off the pier of Lake Erie. So folks, the spirit of Lakeside is a feeling of the heart, a feeling of love, and a feeling of joy. When I am there, it is a walk back to yesterday, evoking the feeling of safety. Where else can I go for a quiet walk in the streets in the wee hours of the morning, feeling a sense of security all by myself? The stars are shining and reflect upon the lake. Maybe the clouds show contrasting colors at sunrise or set. All of the cute combs, which are much improved in the gardens, show care in many beautiful ways. One can feel that God has a hand here in all of the natural offerings. There's even an outdoor chapel in the woods, which one can reflect. In recent years, a memorial garden has been built up on the hill with a beautiful park and a fountain. One can feel the love. Do you feel the love when you are in town here and you hear the Carolina First Church? Doesn't it evoke a feeling of peace or comfort? It does for me. The sounds of the Carillon are also at Lakeside, and they play on the hour right from the pavilion on the pier. The bell rings according to the time, and then a beautiful familiar hymn plays. Often, I am sitting looking upon Lake Erie, and I am filled, just filled with the Spirit of God. I feel peaceful, blessed, and the Spirit of Lakeside embraces me, and I feel so happy. I would like to talk about several experiences that define the atmosphere in a special place. 2 years ago, Dick and I spent 10 years, including Labor Day weekend. There were fireworks on Saturday evening, and I loved to photograph them, which I did. The next day, I was going out to take some photos, and I noticed that my large lens cap was missing. I couldn't find it in the cottage. Yes, it's a small thing, but it was very important to me. So I walked along the path of where I was and didn't see anything in the grass. But I looked up, and on the bench close by, someone had put the cap on the seat where I would see it. To me, that act was typical of a lakeside vacationer or homeowner. They found it and placed the cap where it could be seen. Another experience occurred when I was at the pier around 6 p.m. one evening and decided it was time to walk back home. Around 6, the pier is very quiet. People have gone home, and just the serenity of being there is wonderful when you walk along the lake path. I can reflect on the beauty of it all. So I took the lake path home to the cottage. You know, I love the hymn that we just sang, "Lord, You Have Come to the Lake Shore," because it's a hymn that speaks to me. As I was going by the gazebo, which is where Vespers are held, I heard a familiar hymn. The Lakeside Choir was rehearsing their hymns. Guess what they were singing? Yes, you guessed it. "Lord, You Have Come to the Lake Shore." I can hope that I can tell you how spiritual that was to me at that moment, to have a favorite hymn fill my heart and my soul. Now, when Dick and I get to Lakeside around sunset time after an 11-hour drive, we unload our groceries and luggage. First thing I do, though, before I even unpack or put the sheets on the bed, is I walk down to that pier and I look at the sky. And I want to look at the water and say, "Thank you, God, I am here again." Last year, the sky was gorgeous as the sun was ending the day. I cannot explain it, but I am so fulfilled. Everything within me seems right. Usually the next day, we have our coffee with those special Lakeside donuts, walk around, and revel in the atmosphere of Lakeside. Then, the special thing happens in the afternoon. I jump into the lake from the pier. I look forward to that so much. The water is deep and cold, perhaps even choppy, but I am not afraid. I feel the water around me. I look up at the sky, and I am blessed. I brought along a book which was purchased at Lakeside. It's a special history, pictorial history of the seasons. And you may see it. I'm going to leave it up here. Anybody wants to take a look at it? It was done by a photographer of all the seasons. Again, we're visiting Lakeside in a few short weeks. I look forward to it with a full heart. So as the scriptures say today, you leadeth me beside the still waters, you restoreth my soul. I say indeed, I am in the Lakeside spirit.